You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we asked you what you're chasing in your own financial lives. For some people, it's a new job or a promotion. Others are looking for better ways to save or faster ways to retire. So we brought in Lauren Lyons Cole, a certified financial planner. She's also the host of the new show, The Financial Fix, at thestreet.com. She's here to talk about chasing financial goals, whether you're in your 20s or your 60s. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
Our theme this week is the chase. And people chase a lot of very different financial goals. So when you think about that on a large level, are there any kind of good rules of thumb when you are kind of setting your own goals?
Well, the great thing about saving is if you have goals, it's a lot easier to work hard towards doing that, right? You're much more motivated to cut back on spending when there's a reason to do it.
Instead of just like amorphous whatever.
Right, which, yeah, there's no real reason to save in that case. So I would say it's really important to have an extra cash cushion. A lot of people call this the emergency fund. That really has to come first, which is a little bit of a bummer because it's the least fun thing to save for. But you want to have something, you know, at least aim for two paychecks worth to start with and build up from there. Get to $10,000 and try to keep going. But you've also got to balance retirement. If you're trying to save for a house, you've got to balance that too. But make sure you have cash on hand just in case you need it.
One of the issues that comes up is flexibility. So say retirement was what you thought you were saving for, but then you want to go back to school or whatever it is. You want to have a baby. Are there flexible ways to save that give you the room to do that?
Well, you know, having money is all about making choices, and you want to make sure you're living the life you want to live. So, of course, we want to retire and we want to be safe and happy when we get to that stage of life. But if you didn't have the child you wanted or if you didn't achieve the career goals you wanted, you're not going to be as happy. So it's important to take advantage of the time that you have. But for instance, let's talk about education. Don't just go back to school and use your retirement savings to put towards that goal unless you have a very clear path and a clear analysis of the return on investment. So if you're going to spend money on education, make sure you're going to earn that money when you graduate.
And are there different kinds of accounts that give you, say, more flexibility than less?
So a Roth IRA is always a great account. That's kind of my go-to. It's my favorite account. With a Roth IRA, you can save for retirement and you save with money that's contributed on an after-tax basis. So when you get to retirement, you can take that money back out without having to pay taxes on it again, which is a really big point to make. The other good thing about a Roth IRA is you can withdraw your contributions at any time. So if you've been contributing and you decide you want to go back to school or you want to buy a house, that is accessible money. Not that I'm recommending taking it out, but you could, in theory, take out the contributions.
So it just gives you a little more wiggle room.
Definitely, right. It's the most flexible account that exists, basically.
We had a listener write in about chasing retirement. He said, right now I'm chasing a better savings so that my wife and I can continue to enjoy our time together while planning to have a kid. I think if you grew up in a certain era, you were used to a savings account or maybe a CD being a thing that gave you a safe and decent return. Under the current Federal Reserve policy, interest rates are really low. So how can you have that kind of safety but also actually earn some money?
So here's the thing. The only real way to beat inflation is to have your money invested in the stock market. And that is a scary concept for
yeah.
a lot of people. You know, historically, the stock market has returned 8% on average per year. But what we forget is very rarely does the stock market actually return 8% in a single year. It's often it's up 30%. It's down 30%. We have big swings. But if you have your money there and if you know your time horizon, you can be confident that you're going to stay ahead of inflation. So it's important to not be afraid of investing in the stock market.
That's something we've seen with millennials who save a lot of money but don't actually invest.
Millennials are actually doing a great job of saving. We've definitely seen that. But they're intimidated by the stock market. There's a lack of trust there.
And which makes sense if you came of age in the middle of the financial crash.
Nobody can blame them, that's for sure. But what we really want to do is have them have their money working for them, especially young millennials. They need to have their money invested. They have the time to take on the risk.
One of the questions we have is sort of about pacing, right? Is this a fast chase, a slow chase? Does slow and steady always win out if you're thinking 30-year time horizon, or are there moments when it makes sense to have a 5-year horizon, a 2-year horizon?
I think we forget that money and income, our lifetime doesn't just go up in a nice, easy trajectory. Some years are better than others. Anyone who's self-employed definitely understands that concept. But all of us, I mean, it really applies to everybody, that on years where you're doing really, really well, that's when you want to sock away as much as possible to know that some years, you know, it's cyclical. Not all years are going to be so good. So you want to give yourself the leeway, I guess. So, you know, one year you might save 25% and the next year you might only be able to save 0%. But over time, that's going to work out to your advantage.
So some speeding up, some slowing down, it actually makes a little sense?
It's really the only way to do it, honestly. I mean, at the end of the day, if that's what you're doing what everybody else is doing.
So to make this a little more personal, I am curious what your goals have been and if they've shifted, how they've shifted.
Well, one thing I think that has always been consistent for me is retirement has always been my number one priority. As long as I'm maxing out my available retirement accounts, I feel pretty good about saving for fun things on the side. So in my 20s, I spent all of my extra savings on travel, which is something I don't regret at all. I absolutely, those trips are priceless. And now that I'm in my 30s, my priorities are a little bit different. Now I'm more interested in saving for bigger goals. But that's a good thing. And I think money really represents choice. So whatever your goals are at whatever stage of life, and we're all on our own journeys, focusing on, don't forget about retirement, don't forget about the responsibilities, but then giving yourself the motivation to save for things that are more enjoyable is really important as well.
Lauren Lyons Cole is a personal finance contributor to TheStreet.com and a frequent guest here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.